Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Usually we chat with Dave on Tuesdays, but because of the Fed meeting, we did push it back this week. We wanted to see, A, what the Fed had to say, which really wasn't all that new, and how the markets reacted. I'm glad we did because, well, we're seeing a downward reaction in markets broadly. We talk a lot about precious metals and, well, gold's given up 1800 again. It's a little below 1800, but hey, we've been in this or around this price for what feels like ever. It's been over a year now. The gold stocks, those are also selling off. GDX is now under 30. But also, interestingly, for the U.S. equity markets, we are seeing a bit more selling come in. The pops are being sold rather than the dips being bought. Let's start off with the U.S. equity markets then, Dave, and their reaction to the Fed statement. I'm not so sure that it was the reaction to the Fed statement or more just the clarification that, look, March looks like when we're going to be getting the first rate hikes, and that just means the Fed is stepping away from the market, so maybe the Fed doesn't have everyone's back right now. Your thoughts on the U.S. equity market weakness first and foremost, please.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, that was it. You know, it wasn't the statement. It was the press conference that followed the statement that confused everyone. You know, basically, the only thing we got out of that statement was the Fed's going to be raising rates in March, but we didn't get any particulars. The market's now wondering if they're going to raise a half point to begin in March, which would be the first time the Fed raised beyond a quarter of a point in during one meeting in over 20 years. Are they going to raise four times? They may even raise five times. But the biggest question, the reason the gold market really started to sell off was when he started to talk about the balance sheet runoff. He said it was in the background a few times, this balance sheet runoff. And now the market's worried that the Fed might double tighten like they did in 2018. And that's when the Fed attempts to run off its balance sheet at the same time as hiking interest rates. That's what really spooked the market. And if you take a look at the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ, they're all extreme oversold, yet they can't bounce here. Bounces are being sold, creating bear flags. So even though the stock market is extreme oversold on the short term, if you look on the weekly, it's still got a ways to go before becoming extreme oversold. So I'm expecting more selling in the market next week. And then in the background, you know, you've got the Ukraine situation simmering. You've got China sending some fighters over to the war zone there in Taiwan, and you've got North Korea firing off more missiles. So, you know, all this in the background, it's making it extremely difficult for short-term traders to try to trade the gold sector. I mean, if you take a step back and look at the gold chart for the past 9 months or so, right after the Fed announced that they were going to thinking about tapering back in June of last year, the gold price has been stuck basically in $100 range. It's gone nowhere. But at the same time, the gold stocks continue to be sold off. And today we had the lowest close of the consolidation. And it looks to me now, if you take a look at the GDXJ, it's got a confluence of support from back in 2020 of around 34, 35. And it looks to me like it's going to go down there. And if it does, that would be about a 45% correction, which would mimic the correction that we saw from 2016 to 2018. As you recall, we had that huge pop in 2016, and it took 2 years for that to consolidate. And the GDXJ was down about 45% at its low, and the GDX around the same. So it's getting really interesting now in the gold market after being kind of boring for a really long time. But, you know, gold still remains in the middle of that range. It closed at around $1,795 today. We've got the weekly close tomorrow, but more importantly, we got a monthly close on Monday. So if we get a weekly close tomorrow below $1,780, that's just another $15 from here. That's a lower low. And that would possibly set up a move towards that 1750 level into the month end on Monday.
Yeah, Dave, we knew it was going to be a volatile year, but this is just really crazy volatility in almost every market. And as the Fed drains the liquidity out on both ends of the spectrum, from the tapering and the tightening, but then also the balance sheet reduction that you laid out, we're seeing the froth knocked out of this market in almost everything, whether it's the meme stocks crashing, the stay-at-home stocks crashing, some of the big tech stocks like the Pelotons and the Teslas and the Zooms crashing. You're seeing cryptos underwater. I'm amazed that gold has held up as well as it has, but I'm also amazed it hasn't gotten more of a safe haven bid. Do you think that, because we are seeing a run-up in the dollar where it's getting a bid, and we are seeing bonds get a bid, why do you think that it is that precious metals aren't getting that safe haven bid?
Well, I think the algorithms kicked in, during Fed speak, as they always do. You know, there's these computer-based selling trades that are set to keywords, phrases, and things. And when we had that press conference, and it did was introduce even more uncertainty about Fed rate hikes and what I described. Gold started to sell off even stronger. It attempted to bounce this morning around 1800, but then that didn't last long. And then it closed. There is some support that where it closed today at 1795. But yes, I mean, I agree. We should be getting some safe haven bids. But just because we see safe haven bids in gold doesn't mean we're going to get safe haven bids in gold stocks, because they're stocks. So, you know, I warned my subscribers last week that even if gold does remain above 1800, we could see the gold stocks continue to sell off if panic comes into the marketplace this week. And we did see some panic come in, and we could very easily see more panic next week. I mean, the NASDAQ is all three indices now are officially in correction territory, with the NASDAQ being the most sold off. I think it's down around 11%. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see at least a 15-20% correction before this is over. Of course, you're going to see some bounces in there, but what that's going to do to the gold stocks, even if gold does get some safe haven bids, I would expect to see more pressure with the gold stocks. But, you know, we were talking off mic, you know, a lot of the companies that I own and that I follow, they're not selling off on very much volume because there's really not that many sellers left. I made an example of a company that I own, and it's a developer explorer, and they're in the process of de-risking a high margin project. And they came out with bonanza grade results this week. The stock went up 10-12% with some good volume, 200,000-300,000 shares trading. And then today it sold off 6% with only 30,000 shares trading. So what you're seeing when these stocks, you know, do get a bid and the sector does get a pop, you're seeing some value-based investors, long-term speculators coming in and scooping up these deals. And then once you see, you know, some panic selling in the market, and you see, you know, the gold price down double digits, you see nervous retail investors selling out at, you know, they basically put in a market price. You know, a lot of these speculators that are getting into the market for the first time, you know, they don't know how the sector really works. You know, they don't understand that, you know, during these times where the sector is so hated and the stocks are so bombed out, it's impossible to trade these things down here. You basically just have to hold your nose, buy quality, and sit on it. You know, I mean, a lot of these companies are basically trading at perpetual warrant prices. You know, you can even get some of them for cheaper than some of these mining legends paid for them when they got in private placements and got warrants. Their trade, you know, their warrants probably will expire worthless. And where they got in, the stock's even trading even lower, and you can pick them up for even cheaper than they bought them at. So that's basically the game here in this sector. You know, if you want 7 to 10 baggers, this is the climate you got to buy in.
One thing I've learned about this sector, Dave, is never say that all sellers are exhausted, because there can always be some selling, even if it is on low volume.
That's right.
One thing I do want to highlight, though, when it comes to the GDX chart, look, GDX was, for the most part, I think we can say, rising up into that COVID panic crash and everything. Right around that 30 level, that's where GDX was. And then it went up to almost 45 on that run higher when everything moved higher. And now it's right back to this level where we were pre-pandemic. And I understand that, look, there are many other factors at play here. But to me, if this level is breached, which means we just go down a little bit more, even break one of those recent lows right in that 28 region, then we're back into that environment that we were from 2013 to 2019, where we just grinded along. How concerned do we need to be that, again, if we're back to pre-pandemic pricing, but moving down, that could stick around for a while?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We had that huge accumulation phase for about 7 years, and that 30 area was strong resistance. And once it broke it, we got up to that 45 area, and now it's tested that resistance, that former resistance is now support a few times. We did have a monthly close below 30 back in September. I think it was maybe August or September, and then it turned out to be a bear trap, and the GDX moved on up and hit initial resistance at 35. And the sector's been attempting to bottom. It's been attempting to make this accumulative bottom ever since then. It's kind of reminded me of what happened back in late 2015, where we had the same kind of climate, where we had the Federal Reserve talking about finally raising interest rates. And when they finally did, the sector took off. Well, it looks like we're going to have that interest rate cycle begin in March now. So we've got 6 weeks now to see what happens with the gold stocks. And there, as far as support is concerned on the GDX, there's another support level. If this 28 level, you know, gives way on a monthly closing basis next Monday, there's another support level at 2425 area, which was back in late 2019 when the gold price was trading around 1500. So that's another support level it could reach. Yes, that is a possibility. But I'm looking for something to happen kind of like what happened in early 2016, because we had the sector building a base for 5-6 months. And everybody, was accumulating, myself included. And then one day in the second week of January, we had a sharp move lower. And people started to give up the ghost and throw in the towel, like, this is it. I'm done with this sector. It went down 80-85%. It tried to build a base, and it's going lower again, so I'm out. Well, it had an intraday reversal, and it got everybody out of position. And then it went up 3 times from there in 6 months. You know, could that happen again? Absolutely. Am I expecting that to happen again? No. But this is how quick this sector can turn when it's so oversold and so bombed out and so unloved. I mean, it's not technically oversold here on a weekly basis, but it is really really unloved, that's for sure. I mean, you're seeing the volume drying up in a lot of these juniors that have done the right things. They've raised money at the right time, and they got great management teams, and they're de-risking these large high-margin projects in top-tier jurisdictions. And, you know, I've been accumulating companies like that for the past 6 months, and some of them I'm up on, but most of them I am down on. And there's a handful of them that I'm down 20% on now. But am I going to sell them in this environment? Heck no. They were super cheap when I bought them. They've gotten a little cheaper, sure, but they're cashed up. You know, they're, like I said, they're doing all the right things. You know, they've got these serially successful management teams that know what they're doing. And I also think that there's a possibility that the majors could start acquiring companies again down here. You know, they like to buy value too. So I wouldn't be surprised to start seeing some more M&A action take place in the next few weeks.
Well, Dave, the way you laid it out there, it does remind me of the 2015, the end of it, where we're waiting on the Fed rate hike cycle to start, and just how bombed out things were in that January of 2016, those first 2 weeks. I distinctly remember writing on our blog that I was holding my nose as I bought some silver and gold stocks because it was so bad. But I do wonder, because people are, this is more of the sentiment side and the psychological side of investing. People can flip-flop so quickly on one side or the other. Just a week ago, we brought on so many different people on the show. I mean, probably a dozen that were really encouraged about the move that they saw just last Wednesday.
And then a week later, one day move, right?
And now a week later, people are throwing the towel. We're not below 1675 in gold. We're not at the 1570, 50% retracement yet. And it's very possible that we are just pulling back before the rate hike. For a whole month, we had people on that said, it's possible the precious metals could pull back going into this rate hike cycle. And then after it, it'll be a buy the news event. It'll get a bid. isn't it possible this weakness we're seeing is just exactly that, that there's weakness going into this Fed rate hiking uncertainty, and then in another month or two, people will probably be all excited again? Could it be something as simple as that?
Absolutely. And that's what I've been writing about, you know, for the past few weeks. I've been saying, you know, I've been pounding the table that gold does best during rate hike cycles. And, you know, I mean, the secular bull market that began at the turn of the century began with a rate hike cycle. You know, the second phase after gold had corrected that move from 250 to 1925 in a decade, it corrected it in 4 years down to 1045, which was a nearly 50% retracement. And then the second phase of the bull market started with a Fed rate hike cycle. So, you know, you just have to be, just make sure that you're buying these things with cash and you have a lot of patience and you're not doing it on margin. That is the key, because you want to stay away from margin. You don't need margin in this sector. I mean, you know, when these things get in an up leg, you know, you can have 4, 5, 6, 8 times gains, you know, in a short amount of time. You don't need margin. But, you know, it's just a funny thing. It's just the way that this sector works. People get so emotional about the gold price, you know, being manipulated. You know, it should be going up. It should be doing this. It's not doing this. It should be doing that. And then by the time it finally does move higher, most of the people have sold. I mean, it does everything it possibly can to get that last rider off the bull before it goes higher. And it's doing a great job of doing that right now. I mean, these whipsaw moves that continue to whipsaw both the bulls and the bears, you know, it reminds me of, I've been following, I don't know him, but follow him on Kitco, Todd Horowitz. He's the Kitco trader that they have on the site there. And he's a long-term bull. He's got a long-term position, but he keeps trying to trade the sector in the short term, and he keeps getting whipsawed. And, you know, I'm not saying this to pick on him. I'm just saying that even professionally, the guy's a professional. He's been doing this for decades. I mean, even professionals are getting whipsawed out of this market. It's darn near impossible to try to trade this sector. So if you're frustrated and discouraged, I'm just trying to tell you that even the pros are frustrated and discouraged at this point.
Well, we'll leave it there. Sure hope that we have some better things to talk about next week. But you know what? A lot of people were saying that rate hike cycles can be good for gold. We're 5.5 weeks away from when the rate hikes start. So could be a pretty bad month of February. But who knows? Maybe everybody has just gotten too bearish too quickly and we'll see a bounce. But boy, oh boy, this week and this month is going to end, I think, on a pretty negative note for the precious metals. Dave, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat next week.
Look forward to it. We'll be talking after the month end close next Tuesday.